Joy is the first glimpse of blue sky peeking through the overcast of a late winter day. Joy is the first brave tulip of the season, the first harvest of fresh blueberries, all the little pops of color to remind you that spring is on its way. New Yorkers know this better than anyone. It's time to bring the spring back into your wardrobe, and nothing says New York spring like Kate Spade New York. Their new spring collection is perfect for all your adventures, day or night. Discover and shop the spring collection at Kate Spade New York.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Dylan, have you ever been on a podcast before, Dylan?
I only heard of podcasts.
Have you ever listened to one?
No.
That's okay.
Yes, I listen to them just at school, not here.
Okay. So you use podcasts in school now?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. They didn't do that when I was growing up. So Dylan, will you just introduce yourself? Tell me who you are.
My name is Dylan Helbig, and I'm 8 years old.
What grade are you in?
Second grade.
Second grade. Do you like school?
Yeah. Well,
kind of. Okay. What don't you like about school?
Oh, like the math and stuff. It's really hard there.
Yeah. Math is really hard. I think so, too. What do you like at school? What's your favorite thing about school?
My favorite thing about school is recess.
Okay.
And science. And science.
Okay, recess and science. What do you like to do for fun? What do you do when you're home playing?
Well, right now, after this, me and my mom are gonna put Mentos in Coke.
Oh, have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what's gonna happen?
It's gonna explode.
Yeah, it's gonna explode so big, you really have to stand back or you're gonna be covered in Coke.
What if... I don't know if it's going to be like a big foamy snake thing.
Like a foamy snake or like a volcano. I think it's going to be like a volcano.
Maybe a volcano.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That sounds like fun. Do you also, I hear you like to write stories and draw things.
Yeah.
How long have you been drawing for and writing stories? Do you remember doing this for a long time?
When I was 5 years old, I've been doing this since I was five.
Do you remember the first thing you ever wrote about?
It's called Dylan at the Zoo.
And what was it about?
Me going to the zoo.
And seeing all the different animals?
Yeah.
Did any of...
And then a parrot picks me up.
And he flies you around the zoo?
No, he flies away with me.
Oh. Where does he drop? Does he drop you back off at home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's lucky. So he took you home.
Well, he didn't drop me off. He literally dropped me.
Oh, just dropped you on top of your house.
Yeah.
We spoke to Dylan Helbig and his mother, Susan, from their home in Boise, Idaho. After Dylan completed Dylan at the Zoo, he got to work on his next book. It's 81 pages long. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love. Tell me a little bit about your book. I think it's... Will you tell me the title of your book?
The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas by Dylan Helbig himself.
What happens in the book? Tell me about that book.
I get eaten by a giant turkey.
Wow, how did you come up with the idea for that?
Very good question. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. That's really honest.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. Do you like to eat turkeys?
I like to eat pumpkin pie more than turkeys. But yeah.
So, you get eaten by a turkey.
Yes.
And then what happens? Do you just live in the turkey's stomach, or what happens?
Oh, a portal takes me to the turkey. Well, and then the turkey eats me. And as an 8-year-old, you might know where it's going to end out, where you're going to come out of.
I don't, will you tell me?
Oh, no. Mom, could you take over for this?
You can use your imagination on how he gets out of the turkey, but he goes through the turkey's stomach and goes through kind of like a portal in his stomach.
You know how you eat and then it always comes out somewhere? It's that.
That's one of the comedy parts of the book.
Yes, that's one of the comedy parts.
So Dylan, the turkey eats you and then do you end up in the toilet?
No, not in the toilet. He drops me down into the forest.
Oh, because turkeys don't go to the bathroom in a toilet, right? They go wherever they want. Well, that's kind of lucky that you landed in the forest and not in a toilet.
Yeah, that is lucky. Because if I landed in the toilet, then he'll just flush me down.
Right.
And the story won't be 81 pages anymore.
Right, that would have been a much shorter story.
Yeah.
So once the turkey goes to the bathroom and you come out on the floor of the forest, then what happens?
I find a cave.
And do you go in it?
Yes, and it turns everything green and turns me invisible.
And so then what happens?
Then it takes me to another portal to my house.
And is that the end of the book?
No, there's more. The Grinch comes in, and a mushroom hits me, turns me big, and I crush the Grinch, and the mushroom wore off, and that's the end.
Dylan, do you have the book near you right now?
It is right next to me.
Do you think you could read us just a couple, like a page of it or a couple pages?
Okay. One day in winter, it was Christmas. Oh, wait, chapter one, to the North Pole. I was decorating the tree, and the tree fell. I didn't know the star was a bomb, and it exploded. Christmas is ruined. Then Santa came. He took me to the North Pole.
Is that the end? Is that the end of chapter one?
Yeah, but no, that's not the end. Wait, you want me to read the entire chapter one?
You don't have to read the whole. I know it's a long book, so
it is really a long book.
What's your favorite part? Do you think you could just read me a little bit of your favorite part of the book?
Okay. So this here's my favorite part. Ah, a giant turkey is eating me. I landed in its stomach. I found light. Ah.
Did you say when you were in the stomach you saw a light?
Yes. And you know where that ends.
Yeah. In mid-December, after completing his book, Dylan got an idea. So you had a plan. Tell me about your plan.
Well, my plan was to get my library book in the shelf.
So you were going to take your book and sneak it into the library and put it on the shelf so other people could see it?
Yes.
Okay. Were you nervous?
Huh?
Were you nervous about sneaking in your book?
No.
You weren't nervous, you weren't scared at all. You were excited.
Yeah.
And how did you actually get it in the library? Did you hide it under your shirt or something?
No, I covered one part with my hand, the rest with my body to look like a normal library book and just put it on the shelf. And then read a different book so I didn't look sus.
So you didn't look suspicious?
Yes.
Did you just immediately leave the library, or did you wait to see if someone would go up to the shelf and take it right away?
Well, after I put the book on the shelf, I just read another library book, and we were, like, playing with puppets. There's puppets there. Then after the puppets, we went to the computers to see if they worked.
And then you left?
Yes. Well, the computers didn't work. So then we left.
Did you keep this a secret that you had left your book? Did you tell your mom?
And dad.
He told us that he had the he was going to the library to leave his book. And to be honest, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought he was being silly and didn't really think he was actually gonna leave his book there.
Yeah.
And then once he told us that he did leave his book, I thought, okay, well, you know, it's your only book, so let's call and get it back and see if, see if the librarians can find it so that somebody else just doesn't pick it up. I didn't know until after I had picked him up that was his plan. He wanted everybody to read it, and so that's why he ended up leaving the book at the library.
Yeah.
Then he filled us in on the plan.
Yeah. That's how I did it.
So when you called the library to try to get the book back, what did they say? What did you say? My son, I think, left his book as one of your other books, not just in The Lost and Found?
Yeah, exactly. I called and I said, hi, my son was there the other day. I think he left his book there. It's got a red cover. And I just started to describe it. And the librarian, I forgot the lady that I initially spoke to. She said, oh, you must be Dylan's mom. Hold on one second.
The librarians at the Lake Hazel branch had been waiting for her call. Support for This Is Love comes from Shopify. If you've ever had a dream of starting your own business, Shopify can be a great place to start. Shopify is an online platform that lets you sell things online and in person and makes it incredibly easy to accept all kinds of different payment methods, figure out how to charge taxes, how to charge shipping, and get detailed top-down views on how your sales are going. Some of your favorite brands already rely on Shopify to power their online shops, like Rothy's, Brooklinen, and Allbirds. But you don't need to be well-established to use Shopify. They'll help you at every stage of your business and have tools to help people who are just starting out, like their AI-powered tool, Shopify Magic, or their built-in marketing tools that can help you create and analyze campaigns. Shopify grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/thisislove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/thisislove now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/thisislove. Support for This Is Love comes from Quince. Lately, I've been less interested in having a lot of clothes and more interested in having fewer things that are well-made and will last me a long time. Quince offers well-made clothing like corduroy pants, 100% organic cotton fisherman crew sweaters, and really beautiful cashmere at a more reasonable price. Quince's items cost 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and, according to Quince, only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. One of the things I got was a denim button-down shirt that has hundreds of great reviews. It comes in denim and chambray, feels very soft, and looks great. I also ordered their best-selling cashmere trouser sock in a few colors and even gave a pair to my mother. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/thisislove for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/thisislove to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/thisislove.
My name is Paige Beach, and I'm a librarian at the Lake Hazel Library.
You have a pretty good name for a librarian.
I do, yes. I did a story time one day at a nearby elementary school, and a little boy raised his hand and asked me if I changed my name once I got my job.
tell me a little bit about finding Dylan's book.
Sure. So I got into work one morning, and some of my other coworkers were at the desk, and when I walked in, said, "Paige, you have to come see what's in the lost and found." And they pulled out Dylan's book and told me that they just received the call from his mom where she had found out that he'd put it on the shelf and wanted to get it back and make sure we didn't get rid of it. And I just fell in love immediately, both with the sheer amount of effort that he put into it. It's 88 pages long, which is the exact length of the journal. So I'm sure if the journal had been more pages, he probably would have filled it up more. But just so much effort went into it. And the other part that I just couldn't get out of my mind was how he'd made this extensive multi-stepped plan and just completely in his own head, didn't tell anybody around him and made it happen. And so they were, you know, going to give it back to his mom. And I thought, oh no, we can't just give this book back and be on our way. We have to do something special. So I looked at the cover and I thought of all the book covers I see with like a Newbery Award or something on it. And I said, we should make him a book award. So I just made up.
What did you call it?
I made it up pretty quickly because I thought I have to get it on his book before, in case his mom comes and wants it back. So I just thought, well, how about Best Young Novelist? And so I just threw together a little award, and then I shared it with our cataloger, and she said, you know, we can actually put this in the collection. And so I thought, well, we have to. That was his goal all along.
Many people have asked for the book. We have currently 140 people on the waiting list for the book.
This is Alex Hartman. He's the manager of the Lake Hazel Branch Library. The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas by Dylan Helbig was formally entered into the library's catalog. It was given a barcode and placed on a shelf in the graphic novel section, just like a real library book. A local newspaper published an article about it, and then it just took off.
We've received requests for interlibrary loan from across the country and world. People have been contacting us about how to purchase the book. It's one of a kind, so there really aren't copies to be purchased.
We get calls from publishers every day. So I'm sure it's just a matter of time before it'll go out on a larger scale.
Publishers wanting to know if they can actually publish Dylan's book.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we've had a Random House call, and it's pretty surreal to be talking to that large of a publisher on the phone in the first place. But then it was funny because the representative called just sort of already dejected, like I'm sure he's already found someone else and this is just a long shot. But Yeah, we've had so many people call.
I talked to Dylan yesterday and he took me through the plot. We spent a lot of time talking about turkeys going to the bathroom. And I'm just wondering that's what he said his favorite part was. But, you know, you see a lot of children's books. And, you know, there's also a lot of kids who write little stories. But, you know, is there something that you saw in this book that you thought was just really very special about the construction of the story?
Yes. Well, I'd have to agree with Dylan that my favorite part was the giant turkey as well. but it is special. And he spent so much time and it had a certain level of seriousness that, you know, I haven't seen in a lot of other children's stories where you could just kind of see that he is very dedicated and serious about his books. And that's just kind of a special quality that I think is really fun. And I'm glad that he's getting the recognition I think it deserves.
Do you think that this has opened the floodgates for others to start slipping their own books into libraries? Maybe not even children. Maybe those adults who've thought, I could do this.
Yes, absolutely. And we've already seen it happen here. We have had mailings. People have been mailing us their books, both children and adult authors, asking for consideration into the collection. And I think that's great. I think that there's a lot of sometimes gatekeeping in the publisher world that this has just blown the gates off. I feel like there's a lot of talent out there that goes unnoticed. So yeah, it definitely has blown the gates wide open for us. We've received a lot of books so far, and some of which we have decided, yes, let's put those in. So it's pretty cool.
Dylan, what did you think when you heard that your book was going to be a real library book?
I felt really excited. I didn't even know it was going to happen to me.
Your plan worked.
Yeah. I'm actually working on a second book.
You are? What's the book about?
A jacket-eating closet.
A jacket-eating closet. That sounds like a great... I've never heard about a book like that before. That's an original idea.
It used to be based on a true story, but now it's not.
What changed?
Well, closets don't have legs, first of all.
Oh, that's okay. That's
or
right.
Arms.
That's right. Well, good luck with it. It sounds like a great book. I can't wait to read it. It's about a closet eating jackets?
No, jacket eating closet.
Jacket eating closet. Okay, I got it now. Well, thank you both very much for talking. This has been a nice conversation, so thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem, Phoebe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Lake Hazel Branch Library is planning on creating a section for books like Dylan's. It'll be open to anyone who'd like to sneak in and add their own work to the shelf. This Is Love is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Susanna Robertson is our producer. Our technical director is Rob Byers. Engineering by Russ Henry. You can find out more about the show at thisislovepodcast.com or on Facebook and Twitter at This Is Love Show. This Is Love is recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're a part of the Vox Media Podcast Network. Discover more great shows at podcasts.voxmedia.com. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love.